What's going on, successors? Today is Wednesday and it is April 30th, 2025. Family, it's a great day to be alive. I'm glad to be here with you all on Speak Your Success in the Morning. So get up. It's time to get after it today. Y'all, you're in for a phenomenal show. And I hope you all know, if you haven't already set it in your mental, set it on your alarm clock, we're live every Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. Central Standard to 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. But y'all know we can't really get this show going without bringing out my co-host. Come on out, producer Britt. Come on.
What's up? Good morning.
Good morning. How we feeling this Wednesday?
I'm good this Wednesday. I got a busy day, so I'm ready.
Ready for the day. Set your intentions. Get it going.
Yeah. I woke up at 4 today again, and then kind of went back to sleep, and then woke up about 10 minutes before my 5 a.m. alarm. So I got two of them things that go off. Faithfully.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm the type of guy that, you know, I'll get that extra nap in too. Like, you know, the initial alarm that goes off, that's cool. But you know, sometimes I gotta circle back. I gotta spin the block one more time just to make sure I get all that sleep that was there.
I feel you. It's a little bit more sleep. It's a little bit more sleep that I need. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Come on here, sleep. Come on here, sleep. Yeah.
You watching any of the games last night? Oh, what you got?
Oh, no. So I saw that Milwaukee, but like I saw the post game for Milwaukee.
Oh yeah.
Oh my goodness!
How to say his name. The light skinned one, Indiana. He from Indiana.
Talking about Halliburton?
Yeah, he's from Indiana. Mm. He's like a hometown kid. So. Just having the time of his life right now. But, you know, kudos to him. He got over Giannis and scored that bucket, man.
Hey. Man, but I'm talking about after the game.
Oh, I know, when Giannis was talking to his dad. Yeah.
I'm talking about Giannis in the middle of the floor and that dude is in his face like this with the towel. I'm like, y'all can't be doing that. That's crazy. These fans out here treating these NBA players like the animals at the zoo.
Why Giannis was still on the floor after he lost?
I mean, you know how it is. After you lose, you're emotional. You just be in it. You be like,
You lose, you're supposed to go to the locker room. He know better. What are you doing?
I mean, he was making his way to the locker room. He was making his way.
Yeah. But still, so it was a lot of commotion on that court. It was just a lot going on.
I mean, yeah, you know, it's part of the game, as they say, right? It's part of the game. But if you know you didn't do what you need to do to win, then I guess you got to just take that L like that. You got to take it with the fans in your face.
I guess so. All right, man. Well, what you got?
All right, we're coming from straight from the source this morning. We're coming out of the book of Matthew. Matthew, one of our good disciples, and we're coming from. What is it? It's Matthew chapter 7. And we're going to start at the top of the text. And producer Britt, I wanted to share this because I know judging is one of those things that's so easy to do, right? It's so easy to pick people apart, look at stuff, say what's wrong, say what's not right. So today in this text, I want to break this down a little bit as we talk a little bit about judgment. And the text starts by saying, "Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure that you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye?" I'm gonna read that verse one more time. "Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, 'Let me take this speck out of your eye,' when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will be able to see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Do not give dogs what is sacred, and do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces. So the first part of the text is we talk about judgment. And one of the best examples that I can use, especially with us just talking about the playoffs, Producer Britt, it's the people in the stands. The people in the stands can always say, man, they should have ran this play. They should have went that way. They did this wrong. They did that wrong. But at the end of the day, the people in the stands are the people who are spectators in our lives, in their lives. It's always easier to say what people should have done when you don't have all the information, right? And that's the part that spectators can play. And we have to be careful because we want to make sure that we're not spectating in other people's lives. Because it can be easy for me to say, Brittany should have did this. Oh, I don't like Brittany because she did that. At the end of the day, y'all, it's not about us telling other people where they're falling short in their own lives. It's about us being honest enough with ourselves to say, wait a minute, maybe I need to look in the mirror first. I need to look in the mirror first and look at who I'm looking at, some of the decisions that I'm making, versus walking around with a magnifying glass trying to find all the little specks in all the different areas in other people's lives, right? So that's the first thing I want to share and just break down is, y'all, we want to take a mirror to ourselves and not hold a magnifying glass to somebody else's life, okay? And then, y'all, the other part is remembering that when we judge other people and to the level of which we judge other people, that's the level of which we're going to be judged. So tread lightly there, my friends. Really tread lightly, y'all, because if we're so hard on other people, then God's going to be hard on us, right? That's what the text says. And then the bottom part of the verse where it talks about do not give what is sacred to dogs. Imagine, the text talks about pearls. So imagine how nice and how shiny pearls are. And then imagine just the nastiness of a pigsty. Imagine throwing your grandmama's pearls, that's something that's sacred, something that's close to chest, and then throwing that over into a pig's pen, right? Those pearls now would be nasty and those pearls would be dirty, but those pearls are something that's sacred. And it's talking about spiritual truths here, and it's talking about just the sacredness of the word of God and of those hidden messages within the word of God. So, y'all, when it comes to understanding and when it comes to just looking at this text and looking at this truth right here, there is so many truths and understandings that we can really pull and break from the scripture. And over the course of my life, there's been times where I know when I was in college, oh, I see my mom in the chat. What up, mama? I see my mom in the chat. Rose Jones. Hey, good morning, mom. But one thing that I can realize is that when I was in college, I had a roommate, and hanging out with this roommate would be at the house all the time. And then this roommate would just begin to talk about people all the time, negatively talking about people. And then the more that I hung around the house with this roommate, then the more I began to find myself talking about people constantly. And these people did nothing for me to begin to negatively talk about them and just tear them down and break them down. But y'all, if we're not careful, then we'll start to see what's wrong with everybody else around us. We'll be sitting in church on Sunday and say, that's a good message for somebody else. We'll hear something and say, that applies to somebody else. But we'll apply everything else to everybody else's life without taking time to self-reflect and look within, right? To make sure that we're good, to make sure that we're doing what we need to be doing to really help and really elevate those people around us, as opposed to finding every reason and every piece of why we can tear them apart. Family, that was straight from the source this morning. We're breaking down Matthew, excuse me, Matthew chapter 7. And at the end of the day, y'all, this is one of those things, just like I said before, this is one of those things to where we want to look in the mirror as opposed to having a magnifying glass and trying to find what's wrong with everybody else, as opposed to checking within with ourselves. Family, this is Speaker Success in the Morning. We are here every Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. Central Standard to 7 a.m. We're about to take a quick commercial break, but you're in for a great show today. But this was straight from the source. I'm Jonathan Jones, and this is Speaker Success in the Morning. We'll be right back with more. Looking for an exciting workout that's not only fun, but makes you feel alive? It's time to step up your fitness. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece, that's your answer. This isn't your typical workout. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece is an energizing step workout that combines simple moves with fresh beats, both old and new, creating an atmosphere that makes fitness exciting. With a focus on all elements of fitness, cardio, muscular conditioning, flexibility, and balance, you're guaranteed to burn calories and get addicted to the energy. Extreme becomes your safe space, which is a welcome environment where everyone is accepted. It's where you can let go of those worries of the world and focus on getting healthy. Ready to get energized? Join Extreme Hip Hop with Treece today.
All right, family. All right. All right. All right. It is Wednesday. It is Wednesday, April 30th, 2025, y'all. And I'm excited and elated to be here this morning with you all, my successes, my successes. So, producer Britt, come on back out. Come on back out. Join me in the booth. Join me in the booth.
All right, what's up, man? What's up? What's up? What's up?
Man, it's all up, producer Britt. Honestly, it's all up, man. I actually slept pretty well last night.
That's
even though
good.
I didn't feel like it this morning. But yeah, you know, it's one of the things where you roll out of bed and you get it going. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, oh, I did sleep. I feel good.
I begin my days, hours, man. Okay.
Be dragging
out of
bed.
I shut down. So, start shutting down right at 9 o'clock, 10:30, your girl out. Out like a light.
Wait. You getting in bed at night? You winding it down, or like you in bed at 9?
I'm on this couch at 9 o'clock, getting my pre-sleep, and then when I'm like, okay, it's about to be done, I head on to the back.
Come on, pre-sleep, pull the little blanket
pre-sleep, up. Because you know, I'm watching the game, and then Ozzy be laying on me, and I'm like, okay, I'm watching, I'm listening to the game. And then, you know, be around that time, it'd be about third quarter, and I'm like, all right, I got to, you know, unless it's a really good game, you know, I'll catch it. You know, I'll catch the highlights in the morning, or I'll look it up when I wake up, but I got to get that sleep. You know, beauty rest is important, okay? It's a real thing. You must go to sleep to be beautiful. Mm-hmm. You have to. You really have to.
Oh, the rules of the world. Okay.
I know, right?
I mean, I'm with you. Because don't nobody like having, you know, bags, or don't nobody like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Go take your butt to bed. Okay. So yesterday I mentioned that I'm going to talk about the student loan. So the student loan deadline for a payment plan is coming up, or they will garnish your paychecks. So that's what that's what they said. Okay. So today is Wednesday. Let me see my calendar. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We got 5 days. Okay. Cinco de Mayo is in 5 days. Okay. Man. So I'm going to go over this really quick. If you know someone that has student loans, if you have student loans, give them this information. Okay. So we're going to go to our look with what I saw scrolling, but this is not what I saw scrolling. Okay. Let me switch my. So many iPads, y'all. There's so many iPads.
Fair enough. So share it with a friend. So y'all out there who tapped in right now and you're watching the stream, be sure to go ahead and hit that like button so that the people who got these student loans, that they can go ahead and, you know, get these worked on and get this knocked out, right? So we can move the culture forward.
And you can make a payment immediately. Okay. So these numbers are not real. Okay. They're not real, but we're going to go through the process. Okay. So once you sign into studentloan.gov, you probably haven't been in there for a while, so you probably need to get your password again. If you don't have it saved on your password app, you know, go ahead and refresh that, get your password and your username, write that down and do your thing, okay? So once you get logged in and you go to, you're going to hit a menu and it's going to say repay loans or something like that. It's going to say repayment of loans or something like that. And so once you get there, it's going to say review loans, okay?
Got it.
So you review your loan. And then this is what you'll see. You'll see your loan amount. And then you'll see at the bottom, pay as you earn. If that's the current payment plan that you're on, then you will see how much you're paying. Most people are paying zero because most loans are in default right now. Okay. Yes. So when we go to step two, yeah. So step one, it will be confirming your information, confirming your email, confirming your phone number, all that good stuff. So, you know, they can call you at odd hours of the day. And then here we have step three, and this talks about, is your loan in deferment or forbearance? Is that forbearance.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's asking you, do you want to leave your loans in deferment or forbearance? You don't want to do that. Now, I'm not a professional, but I can read. You don't want to do that because they said you have to make a payment or they're going to garnish your paycheck. I'm just thinking about what they're saying. So don't say, oh, yeah, I want to leave it in there, and then you don't make a payment. And then they start taking the money out your paycheck. Somebody in the chat that is money savvy or knows about student loans or knows about that type of stuff, you know, say something now, okay? So I said no, take it out of deferment or forbearance, okay? And so when you click that, And then when you click that, you go to the next step. So it gives you, this is personal information. Congratulations, you've confirmed your contact and loan information. Okay, so we just continue. All right, now we're on step three for real. Talked about your marital status, no. Family size, has it changed, yes or no? Still on step three. Family size, did I just do that? Yeah, sorry. The family size, that's a double. And then step four, here we have securely imported your information, the information that they've already had all along, right? Crazy. They have it all along. and so has your income changed since your last tax return? It'll ask you that. Okay. And then we get to step five right here. Yeah, this is a video. So step five right here, I'm just going to pause really quick. So when you get to this page right here, it's going to give you select your repayment plan. You select the repayment plan because you technically just took it out of deferment and forbearance, okay? So you're going to do whatever plan that you can afford, okay? Now you have pay as you earn. You have the $27. It tells you total to be paid. And then it tells you the end of the term, 2039. I mean, that's like the rest of life, right? That's forever. And then it tells you end of payment balance. So how much you'll be paying, okay? Overall, those whole end terms. And then it goes down. It gives you options. And then there's this one right here. The this plan right here, you can pay the ICR plan. You can pay $179 a month. It's all based off your income. So everyone's numbers can look different. Okay. And so total to be paid, it gives you that number. End of term, it gives you that number. And then end of payment balance, it gives you that number. Now, I did go in. And then there's the standard repayment plan. Now, this one's all in gray and it feels very dark to me because it's just down here. You have no other options. It says a fixed monthly plan, usually set at a 10-year repayment plan. With longer terms possible for consolidation loans. But you got to pay that $268 every month, and you have to do that for 10 years. And that is wild to me.
Dang,
but I know. Yeah, that one's all gray and by itself. Okay, so I think once I selected here. Okay, here we go. So once you, so this where it says view details, that's where I went after this. So that's where we're going right now. View details. So okay. Yeah, read everything, y'all. Okay. I read everything for myself, but you need to read everything for your own benefit. Okay. Yes, these are the correct steps, but please read everything when it has to do with all this stuff, because I even read the terms and conditions when it came to this, because I was like, I don't know what this administration is trying to pull. I'm not trying to be in no loophole. You know, I'm not trying them to find no loophole to get into my paycheck. I'm trying to read everything. You know, if you miss a payment, what does that mean? You know, just anything and everything when it comes to this, because this is the first time that someone that in a minute, well, I wouldn't say, I don't know if it's the first time, but in my lifetime that I have seen a president say, hey, we're going to take the money out your paycheck for these student loans. So that is a little scary. Okay. So
my money.
Yeah. So back to what I was saying. So when you click the view, the details, it brings you to this page right here, and you'll see everything that we just went over, the monthly payment, the total to be paid, the end of the term, and the end of payment. And then it goes down. Yep. And then this is the part I wanted to get at. Yes. So it shows you the each plan. It has advantages and disadvantages. And so it will show you the advantages, and then it will show you the disadvantages. I'm not going to read them all, but you make sure whatever plan that you get, read everything. You have to May 5th. So if you're doing some really deep research on these plans, just make sure you do it before Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo. Because I know some people are like, oh, May 5th. No, it's Cinco de Mayo. Okay. It's going to be on Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo, student loans. Okay.
Be woke.
Okay. And remember, we're on studentaid.gov. Okay. And then I believe after that, let's see what I did after this. You got to select. I just selected a plan. And then from there.
Studentaid.gov. I'm taking my notes, Producer Britt. I'm over here taking my notes.
That's good. Okay. And then I can't show you this part. After this, it's all your personal information. And then you go down. It'll give you the loan information from there. And then once you do that, it'll prompt you to make a payment. And then, well, you submit the application, and then it'll put you through that payment process.
Make payment.
So you could do that immediately because, it's important. It's important. So I hope that helped everyone. If you know someone that has student loans, if you know a friend of a friend that has student loans, make sure that they get this information. Cinco de Mayo. Pay your student loans, okay? Before you go get that margarita, go pay them student loans, okay? Even if it is for the low, 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 low price, as my Uncle Ricky would say, for the low, 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 low price of $27, okay? He always say that, for the low, 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 low price.
But even to your point, Producer Britt, like, this is one of those things that some people may or may not connect the dots, but getting these student loans paid, this also applies to your credit, right?
Yeah, so, but I mean, then again, even some I see people, like the real estate people online, they're like, we don't pay attention to student loans because we know that everybody got them and everybody can't pay them and nobody's worried about it. So, in a bad way, but it's just like, everybody else go to school for free. Why can't we do that over here? But that's a different topic. But one thing I did want to say, you brought up, go on the website, studentaid.gov, read everything very thoroughly, okay? Don't get on TikTok and listen to these people talking, because I was on TikTok doing some research yesterday, and some people are like, oh, well, if it goes to the Small Business Association, that means it's this, and then it can turn into this, and then I can dispute it, and I can do it. I don't know nothing about that. I ain't gonna tell you nothing about that. I'm gonna tell you what's on a website, okay? Because that's what I'm listening to. I mean, that's what I'm watching, and that's what I'm listening to. And us as Black people, we just need to follow the rules right now until something else. Yeah, follow the rules and do what you're supposed to do. You can pay that 27 or whatever your number is going to be. Pay that low number until, you know, who knows? Maybe we can dispute it in the future. But right now, on Cinco de Mayo, we're not disputing anything. We're going to pay our low fee and get to, you know, so we could be good. We could be good, okay?
Yeah, and then, yeah, Producer Britt, and my mom used to work for the IRS, and she just dropped in the chat. She said they may snatch future refunds. So if you're not
paying them, then they don't really get in
pockets. Mm-hmm. And you know how people love a good refund, how anybody love a good refund.
Yeah.
But ain't nothing worse than seeing how much you're going to get and then not getting all of that.
Yeah. So,
I'll just make that payment now.
Yeah. So just $25. That's one meal when you go out. Okay. That's just one little plate. Yeah. That's one plate. Okay. That's one plate. Yeah. If you're going out with your friends, that's one little combination. You're doing a little glass of wine, little food on a happy hour or something. You know, $25 a month. Mm-hmm. Okay. $27. And if you're really feeling yourself, go ahead and do that 179. Just depends on your income. Okay. It depends on your income. But read the terms and conditions, read the advantages and the disadvantages. Just read everything, y'all. It's very important because like I said, in my lifetime, I have not had a president say, "I'm taking your money and possibly your future refunds." So let's just get serious on that because that is real. And if something happened and they garnish your paycheck, I told you so. Okay. I told you.
Mm. Producer Britt told us so. My mom said, like, child support. They're going to be in them pockets like child support.
Oh,
getting that bread.
Yeah.
Child support. All right, y'all. There's a few things don't play with.
Yeah, there's a few things. Do not play with your paycheck, okay? Stop playing with your paycheck. You don't want to play with my paycheck,
so that's not fun at all. Y'all, it is 28 minutes after the hour. This is Speaker Success in the Morning. Man, hope y'all having a great morning. Hope you're having a great day. Be sure to hit like on the video if you're streaming on YouTube. And family, give us a thumbs up. Let YouTube know, hey, I like this content. They're educating us. They're bringing information to us so we can elevate together. Y'all, we're about to take a quick commercial break, but we'll be right back with more Speaking Success in the Morning. Do you want to feel confident in your skin every day? Introducing Skin Rituals, a luxury home-based skin studio that specializes in hyperpigmentation, acne, and personalized treatments for every skin type. Owned by solo esthetician and registered nurse, Courtney Durham, Skin Rituals is all about curating facial treatments designed just for you. Hydrate, brighten, nourish, and soothe your skin with expert care and cutting-edge techniques that promote natural healing. Whether you're looking for a relaxing facial or a transformative chemical peel, Skin Rituals offers results-driven treatment tailored to your needs. With over 7 years of experience, Courtney's goal is to help you safely achieve the healthy skin that you deserve. At Skin Rituals, we believe that taking care of your skin is an investment in your confidence. Book your appointment today and leave every session feeling grateful for the choice that you made to take care of yourself. Skin Rituals, because your skin deserves it. Are you a new or budding entrepreneur looking to set your business up for success? Profit Mode is here to help you navigate your entrepreneurial journey with expert education and services. From tax planning and bookkeeping to selecting the right business structure, Profit Mode has you covered. They'll even educate you on how to properly set up your business for building credit so you can grow with confidence. Profit Mode's mission is to provide you with the tools and guidance you need to establish a solid foundation for your business. Whether you're just getting started or you're ready to take the next step, we're here to support your goals. Let Profit Mode help you turn that entrepreneurial dream into a reality with the knowledge and services to back it up. Your success starts with the right foundation. Contact Profit Mode today to get started.
All right, family. Welcome back. Welcome back. Today is Wednesday, April 30th, 2025. We're currently 30 minutes after the hour. Y'all, this is Speak Your Success in the Morning. And y'all know we're here every morning, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. Central to 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. And y'all, just like producer Britt really just laid that thing down, talking about student loans and talking about really getting our life together, right? Because the last thing that we want is to live life on somebody else's terms. Can I get an amen, right? Nobody wants to live life on somebody else's terms to where they have control over your money, over what's happening. And I mean, we already seen earlier this year how, you know, they taking education out of our hands, producer Britt. So man, we just gotta get this thing together. We gotta get this thing together. Yeah.
All right, so I got a few things. So I got a few things here. Okay, so first of all, I'm very excited about this.
Thank y'all for everything.
Fantasia herself said that she's in album mode. Okay, we love Fantasia. When I see you, okay. Never know where I'm at. Okay, so classic. But how would your ears feel? How would your soul feel when Fantasia? When how's it gonna feel when Fantasia comes out with this gospel album?
I like it.
Finally.
I like it.
Finally.
I like, yeah. I mean, people been looking for that.
Come on now. Come on. We need this Fantasia. So I'm excited about
the
this.
The culture needs it.
I'm telling you.
In 2025, yeah. My soul needs it.
Yeah. Without a doubt. My soul needs that. Fantasia. That girl, she can sing. For real.
Not for play play.
So love her voice. She's a great, you know, she'd be doing her thing. She did her thing in The Color Purple. Did you see that?
Yes, I did. I love that song. I love hearing her in The Color Purple.
My mom saw her on Broadway in New York.
Yeah, you saw her on Broadway?
No, my mom saw her on Broadway. Oh, my mom and my grandma. They went.
She just has one of those voices to where she just sings like, you know, she done been through some stuff and you just like hear, you like, oh my God. Yes.
Yeah. And she has too. Yeah. So kudos to her. Mm-hmm. Airbnb will now show the full price of stay, including taxes and fees and taxes up front. I'm not an Airbnb person, but do you Airbnb?
I rock with Airbnb. I can appreciate them showing all this up front because I don't like it when I see the price. It says $100 for the day, and then you check out and it says $500. You're like, where did all this extra money come from? Yeah, Airbnb, it's crazy. But
yeah, see, that's why I don't do it.
I will stay Airbnb before I'll stay Vrbo, because Vrbo really hit you over the head with them taxes.
I don't know what Vrbo is.
Exactly. I don't want to know what it is either no more. I did it once and I was like,
No, never, the thing that bothers me about the Airbnb, I get it that some people, you know, they're just, hey, I just need a quick place to stay. Boom, I'm in, I'm out. Some people like it because you can stay in the city or just different places. But it's the fact that there's no service for me. You know, there's like, you got to clean up on your own. You get charged if you don't clean up. And
that's true.
There's no room service.
You're not going to get no waffle, no fruit.
I can't get no breakfast into my room. I am not an Airbnb person. I've stayed in one Airbnb. It was in Mexico. And luckily we had a chef come and make us breakfast. But
wait, what? You different. Yeah. Had the chef come and make breakfast.
It was crazy. The chef that came and made breakfast, yeah. But I mean, what I'm trying to make is that, like, the amenities, I need the amenities. I need the stuff that goes with it. Because this apartment or this villa or this cottage, like, this all looks nice, but y'all need some staff up in here. So you put me up in a hotel and I'll be good. Hotel, everything included.
Really? Even after we've seen all them shows and all that stuff where they do the black light test in the
hotel? You don't know what you're laying in on an Airbnb either.
I'm just, I mean, it's nasty. Hey, we it's all nasty, I'm sure.
It's all nasty, but at least and then the security part, you know, at least I get some type of, I feel a little bit secure in the hotel because it's in a building. And not just in this house in the middle of, when people be staying in a cabin in the middle of the woods. I can't do stuff like that. I just can't. And then they, and then on TikTok or just on social media in general, I see the people, they, you know, they find hidden cameras in the Airbnb and it'd be too much.
That's wild, bro. That's next level wild. And that's like anomaly, once in a lifetime type thing. Everybody ain't doing that. Everybody ain't doing that. That's weird, man.
That is weird. Did you see this?
What are we talking
about? Thanks to Shedeur Sanders, days 2 and 3 of the 2025 NFL draft averaged 7.3 million views across ESPN2, NFL Network, and ABC. So, hey, you might be 144, but you got them people, them views. That's crazy.
Wow.
He should get paid something.
Wow. Say, like, I feel like from this whole draft conversation, everybody else has been irrelevant, and it's really just been surrounding Shedeur Sanders.
I feel the same way. That is so crazy because I don't know if I saw a post or I saw an article, but it was saying, no, it was a video, and it said that Shedeur, when he was maybe the NFL Combine or something like that, and he said, if you don't draft me, if you don't want to change your culture around the team or something, like, he said that, and I was like, "Well, dang, they didn't draft him, so I guess they listened to him, and they stood on business, and he got that 144." So,
yeah, I mean, but it's so many layers to it though, because you can take stuff. People can say he didn't get drafted because of stuff Deion said, or they can say he didn't get drafted because they don't like these cocky and not confident. And there's so many different layers. Oh, well, you know, this worked for the Mannings, but it can't work for the Sanders. It's just a lot there. But one clip I did see yesterday, I seen that boy out there on that hill. They say, hey, Shedeur is already working right now, doing back pedals on a hill. So,
I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm not surprised. That's his job. Yeah, you got to. You gotta show up.
I don't care if you're 144. If you have a bad season, they're gonna cook you. If you have a good season, they're gonna say, well, this is what we expected anyway. So either way, he just gotta show up and gotta cook.
Yeah, they're gonna put that boy in a crawfish boil if he don't do good. Yeah, he needs to.
Shell the tail.
They're gonna put him right
crawfish
in the pot.
Bag.
They're gonna put him right in the pot. I had some of these. I know you had some of these, Jonathan. I know you had some of these growing up. So Kevin Durant's Nike KD 6 will be re-released for the first time since spring 2026. Yeah. So
everybody loved them KDs. Them kids on the finish line. Everybody loved the KDs.
KD apparel was crazy for AAU. It was crazy.
You ain't lying.
Because he had the backpacks and he had the shorts and he had the shirts. And yeah, everybody had a pair of these.
Because I'm looking to see the Christmas one, like the Grant. Yeah.
These, right? Yeah. Nike did him right.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, the KDs, that KD season, AAU, going to the basketball tournaments, everybody had all that lime green gear on, them bright colors. You just knew that KD. Oh, there they go right there, the Christmas ones right there.
We got a special visitor in the building.
What's up, baby Jones? I ain't seen you in a while.
Say good morning. Say good morning, buddy. Here, hold this.
Yeah, so these are the Christmas ones right here, right?
Yeah, that's one of them. Yeah,
okay. Been cold. Nice. Those are nice right there. Yeah.
Cold.
Yeah, those are nice.
But it's crazy for him to be so tall and for the shoe to be so low. But I mean, it worked out for him.
I thought you'd say so long. It does look so weird, but I mean,
it worked out for him.
Cause he don't make he don't make high tops. He just got this one.
Mm-mm. Nah, KD ain't never had. They've always been like a. It's been a mid-ish type shit.
Yeah,
but nah.
He never. What, what's no his? What's Easy Sniper? That's his.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Easy Money Sniper. Easy Money Sniper. Slim Reaper. Iceberg Slim Reaper. Slim.
Look, Baby
yeah,
Jones.
Yeah, he's got all the little names. Yeah.
Look, Baby Jones. He not paying
attention. Look, Gary, look. Cat.
Cat. Cat. Cat. Yeah, yeah.
Cat.
Cat.
Oh, my goodness.
Cat.
This kid here. That is a little cat.
Yep, that's a cat. That's a cat.
Yes, this is a cat. Oh man.
Yes, but if you saw anything scrolling, I know I didn't have a lot of information today, but we will review that student loan situation again on Friday, guys. So we're gonna do it Friday, and then it's Monday, right? Cinco de Mayo is on Monday. I think everybody should be
Cinco
off
de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo ends up falling on, Monday. It is a Monday.
Yeah, we should all be off work on Monday for Cinco de Mayo. We need to celebrate them. We need to celebrate the Mexican culture. Yeah.
Mm. Cinco de Mayo. Have a good taco. Okay, have some chips.
Taco. Man, I'm about to Cinco de Mayo it up for myself. I'll make some street tacos. And you know, I look a good flanta.
Flanta? You talking about the dessert?
No, that's flan.
I was making sure that you wasn't talking
taquitos.
Wait, flanta.
You get like another word for a taquito. Taquito flanta. It's rolled up and you fry it. Like chicken flantas.
I probably had it. I didn't know that was the name of it. Okay.
Yeah. Or some people say chicken taquitos. You seen a taquito, right?
I know what a taquito is.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. They look alike.
When you said a different name, that's what threw me off. Oh, I don't know what taquito is.
Okay, get with it. Okay. Y'all gonna take a quick commercial break and Jonathan's gonna close us out with the final word when we come back. Stay tuned with more Speaker Success in the Morning.
Are you a new or budding entrepreneur looking to set your business up for success? Profit Mode is here to help you navigate your entrepreneurial journey with expert education and services. From tax planning and bookkeeping to selecting the right business structure, Profit Mode has you covered. They'll even educate you on how to properly set up your business for building credit so you can grow with confidence. Profit Mode's mission is to provide you with the tools and guidance you need to establish a solid foundation for your business. Whether you're just getting started or you're ready to take the next step, we're here to support your goals. Let Profit Mode help you turn that entrepreneurial dream into a reality with the knowledge and services to back it up. Your success starts with the right foundation. Contact Profit Mode today to get started.
All right.
Uh-huh.
You about to say something. What you got to do?
All right, y'all. We're back with 43 minutes past the hour. But, Jonathan, I forgot to say, Monday. It was a kickoff for the Beyonce Cowboy Carter tour in LA. And when I tell you that thing has been lit, I ain't even there, but it is lit. Okay. And then she got, you know, Blue Ivy, her oldest daughter. She is performing. I feel like Beyonce is the back. Beyonce is in the back. Okay. Beyonce is doing, you know, she's taking a back seat and she is letting Blue, because she performed on the Renaissance tour. So the other tour,
I was about to say, I didn't think it was the first time.
Yeah. No. It's not her first time. Because Blue Ivy, the 2-time Grammy winning.
That's crazy.
Yes. 2-time Grammy winner. Okay. Everybody in the house got a Grammy. Okay. And Mama got the most. Ain't that crazy?
That's a flex. And she getting them royalties and that residual because she on the tracks too. Oh my goodness.
And then her, you know, Beyonce has twins. She has Rumi and Sir. Rumi, her other daughter, made a appearance out on the tour the first opening night. So. Man. And then Beyonce, she was in the microphone and she said, she was like, uh-oh. And everyone was like, uh-oh, what does that mean? And then, you know, some people were, you know, thinking about it. It was like, uh-oh, she might have got the performer bug. So is she going to be performing too? Like, we don't know. Wow. Beyonce's a performer, the greatest performer of the 21st century, as has been said. And, I mean, a century or a decade, but anyway, she's at the top of the list. That's all I got to say. And, yeah, she could be birthing all these performers. I mean, it could be a great situation. I am so happy.
My sister's going. I can see it all in your face. Like, it's like, you are lit. You're glowing for her.
Yeah, for her.
Great.
For her.
It's crazy.
For them. For them. For them. And there's so much symbolism in the concert. You know, I've seen a couple clips, and I'm trying not to look at it because I believe that some way, somehow, I'm gonna get there, okay? Because she's not coming to Dallas, y'all. So y'all hook producer up, producer Britt. Y'all hook me up with some tickets, you know, with a flight somewhere. Gotta get there, okay? Gotta see my
fly some tickets to producer Britt.
Because I've seen 5 Beyonce concerts.
How much does that cost? I don't want to know.
That don't matter. That don't matter. Yeah, man. Yeah, so what you got going on? Yeah, we got a little time here. What's happening?
Man, say, I'm just looking at this dude right now.
Yeah. What's Baby Jones into these days?
Yeah.
What you into these days?
You like Pete the Cat, don't you?
Yeah.
You like Pete the Cat?
Yeah.
You like Elmo?
Yeah.
And you okay. Like you're in the Elmo Sesame Street stage.
I love Big Bird.
Big Bird?
Big Bird. Oh, yeah. Man.
I love Cookie Monster.
Cookie Monster.
Who else? Grover. You like Grover?
What about Countess? 1, 2, 3.
The count. You like the count?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The count. Yeah. Cookie Monster, Grover, Bert, Ernie.
Oh, man. Are you Sesame Street stage right now? You about to have
he's
a good time.
He's straight Sesame Street. Nah.
That's cool. Does Sesame Street still come on TV?
Well, I mean, on PBS Kids. You know, shout out to PBS Kids because, you know, they got the programming where they got Elmo's World going on.
Elmo's World. I know that Elmo used to be lit. I know it's super lit now in the modern
Yeah, and it's crazy because Sesame Street still be having that. Michael B. Jordan was on there.
Oh, they stay true to that.
It's crazy. Yeah, I mean, it's just crazy.
That's
just
their formula. Mm-hmm. Man, too bad Baby Jones ain't got Blue's Clues. Blue's Clues, that was my show right there. I had the Notebook. I had Blue, as in like the baby, no, not the doll, the dog. I had the stuffed animal. I had Magenta, which was Blue's friend. Yeah, a little Salt and Pepper, the Salt and Pepper shaker.
Yeah, and then the handy dandy Notebook.
Yeah, I had the Notebook too. Yeah, with the big old crayon. Yeah.
Yeah, Blue's Clues was a whole vibe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now I think they tried to bring it back, but I don't think it's, you know, I don't think
no. Steve, it's crazy that Steve left for college and he just broke all of our hearts. He broke all of our hearts when he went to college. Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, it's shame on him for trying to have a life and a career. Shame on
him. Yeah, I know, right? That and he was going bald. He did like a whole situation about it on TikTok and he told us, he was like, oh my gosh, I did not mean to leave y'all. But, you know, I had to go to college and I had to do my thing and he didn't want to be on camera bald. But now you can go to his TikTok. I don't know his last name, but Steve from Blue's Clues, and he's still out there motivating kids. So,
that's good to keep that up because even, you know, it's usually you see the stars like that, the early stars, they come out and then they go down. So,
yeah, nah, he just had to go to school. Yeah, Steve just had to go to school. It's crazy. All right, Jonathan and Jonathan, y'all give us the final word and y'all close us out. Y'all got it going on over there.
Yeah. Oh, okay. He fired up. So at the end of the day, y'all, the final word today is mind your money, right? Because just like Producer Britt was talking about earlier, a little bit talking about, you know, getting together for, you know, financial aid and everything like that. But if we don't measure our money.
Student loans.
If we don't ultimately manage our money, then we can never make it multiply. So we need to read the fine print. We need to know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, son. And we need to know where it's going. So family, at the end of the day, remember we're here Monday through Friday live, 6 a.m. Central Standard to 7 a.m. Central Standard. And family, remember, we gotta go, son. We gotta go. I know you don't wanna go. We gotta go though. But family, remember, speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why should you and why would you live any other way? Say bye.
Bye.
Bye.